Once upon a time, there was a young girl who loved swimming. And in fact, she and her family would go to the beach, and she'd crawl up on her dad's back and dive off into the water. Great fun. But as the years went by, she got self-conscious about her body, about her hair getting wet and looking funky. And gradually, water was to be avoided at all cost. Rain, humidity, the lake, the beach. And even when a dear friend said, "The ocean is amazing. When you go, you know, be sure to experience the ocean." The ocean? It stinks, it's noisy, it's wet, it's salty. Sand is dirty, it's hard to walk on. And for years, she missed the opportunity. No, not for me. So I wonder, how many of you are ocean friendly? A lot of ocean friendly. Anybody like that little girl? Stay far, far away. Wow. Okay. So I guess I'm all alone. You better believe it was me. Was. See, here's the thing. If God is in everything, and if God speaks to us through all that is, if we're meant to be supported by Spirit everywhere, including the ocean, and since feeling God's presence is so bloomin' amazing, why would we block it off? No, not for me. Why would I go to the ocean and not even dip my toe in? And for that matter, that rule about water and it's bad, and the ocean stinks, you know. The world is constantly changing, right? People change. Options that are open to us change. Why is it that we keep in our heads these old rules that say, this is the way it is, and it's not for me? Or judgments, preconceived ideas about the way things are. Any of you keep those in your awareness when they don't serve you any longer? Wow. Well, thank you. I'm not so alone. If finally, one last idea before we dive in. We read our mission, vision, mission, values this morning, and last week I wasn't able to be here, but I know that April spoke about the vision. Anybody remember without looking? What our vision is? Spirit empowering divine harmony through all creation. Spirit empowering divine harmony through all creation. Not through all creation except the ocean, but through all creation. The mission of this community, which, by the way, those of you, how many of you were here creating that vision, mission, and values? They are absolutely beautiful. Thank you. The mission. We awaken the world to Spirit's loving presence through thought, word, and action. We awaken the world to Spirit's loving presence through thought, word, and action. How do we do that? I don't think we do it by saying, Spirit is everywhere but there. Spirit is in everyone but you. No. Embracing Spirit in all, as all, and through us is our mission. It's what we've decided to be about. How can we find and embrace Spirit even in the ocean? Whatever your particular ocean is. Okay? So this is not just about me. and you. It's about we, and it's about our impact on the world. So today we're simply going to use the ocean as a metaphor and kind of explore what happens when we open ourselves up to receiving spirit, even in those places that don't look much like spirit. And I invite you to hold in your awareness as we, for the next little while, a couple questions, okay? Where is it? And it might be people, relationships, activities. Where do you notice that you routinely block spirit? Or maybe you've got a rule set up that says, I don't go there. That's not for me. It's not nice there. Just notice. This is not judgment time. This is really about opening to more, and we can't open to more if we don't know where we're closed, okay? And then what would happen if even in those situations you decided to allow spirit to show up, or you decided to see spirit who's already present, right? Okay, literally, the ocean experiences. And what happens when we block spirit? It was 2011, in the fall, and I was in California with a group of leadership colleagues. There were about 11 of us, and we were spending the day gifting one another with an experience. Anything that each of us wanted from the group, we would get. First thing in the morning, one woman says, "All I want is for you to stand with me in the Pacific Ocean and watch the sunset." It's all she wanted. I totally froze. I mean, I get the heebie-jeebies thinking about it. I mean, I cringed. I don't want to go in the cold ocean. I mean, I'd avoided it all week. I mean, you're not going to make me go in now. And of course, this was the kind of situation where you don't say no. And of course, I didn't let on that my being was saying no. And 6:30 came around, and we walked out into the ocean. My feet were so cold. I was near tears for a half an hour or more, watching the most perfect sunset you've ever seen. I mean, we could not have asked for anything more sacred. And even, you know, we're out there for 20 minutes or so, and we're obviously a group, right? There's a woman on the beach who walks out into the water and says, "Well, you obviously have a connection. I mean, you must want your picture taken, right?" And here this stranger, spirit, walks out in up to about here in absolute, it was freezing, and takes her picture, right? Here's the sad thing. I mean, I was physically present to the experience. But my stories about the ocean is not something I want to be a part of. I don't want to get wet. I don't want the humidity. I don't want to be cold and uncomfortable. Spiritually, emotionally, I wasn't there. I missed the sacred gift of giving one of our leadership friends the experience. I told that to a few of them a couple days ago. They went, "Oh my God, we never knew." But truly, what happens when we have stories? Because I believe that if I had a different story, or if I had let go of my story about the ocean, I wouldn't have walked in there ready to freeze. Would have walked in there, one with spirit present, right? So that's one experience. And it wasn't that long ago. So a year ago, in April, I was given another opportunity to visit the ocean. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, I traveled to Florida, to Vero Beach, to hear my son play the cello. Oceanfront, or maybe it's the Intercostal, I don't know, but Oceanfront Hotel for 4 days. And I knew I was going to speak here, so I thought, you know, maybe I can write a talk while I'm by the ocean. Until I walked out by the ocean the first morning, and it was dark, and it was cold, and it was windy. I'm not an ocean girl, and this is not for me. No, come on, really? Again? Day two came. I read my email. It's really a problem when you write a blog ahead of time, and then it spits back at you periodically. Yeah. So day two, my blog, and I don't plan these, told me this. It said, our body is a powerful source of information, an ever-ready guide to support the decisions we make and the way we move in the world. Through our five physical senses, through our emotions, as well as through the energetic impulses and intuitive nudges we often ignore, our beings are ever trying to help us. Today, gift yourself with some intentional pauses. Close your eyes. Release your thoughts. Relax into your body and notice. Notice the energy vibrating in your limbs, your organs, your cells. Notice impulses. Notice the life within. And ask your body, what message do you have for me? I am not an ocean girl. One of those thoughts that needed to go. So, all right. The wind will blow my hair and I can wash it. The sand will get my feet dirty and I can wash them. I am not an ocean girl, can step aside. I mean, I really, really, after reading that, noticed how I was blocking myself. I mean, people tell me the ocean is amazing. You guys tell me the ocean is amazing. There must be something here. And I began to walk the beach ever so slowly, kind of like a Sabbath walk, trying to be present to what's in me. It didn't take but, I bet you, 2 minutes. And I started humming, I was touched. That song is 12 years old, people, but in that moment, it's what I needed. I was touched. And the tears started to flow, and the chest welled up. And then I knew it was time to get some lessons from the ocean. So what was here? And I experimented, and hopefully we'll have time for you to share some of your experiences. But I thought, okay, so I'm walking the beach. I wonder what would happen if I just walked without paying any attention whatsoever. You know, the water would come up to about here, maybe, right, to my calf. Anybody know what happens when you walk the beach paying absolutely no attention to the ocean? Anybody try it? I've got some laughter here. What happens when you walk the beach and pay no attention?
The waves hit you and knock you down and pull you in.
You got it. All right, at least I was maybe too aware and I didn't fall over, but you bet. So I wonder how that relates to our lives, right? If we walk through life paying absolutely no attention, I think a couple things can happen. You know, one is we can get bowled over by life because we're paying no attention to anything. And I think another thing that happens is maybe we just go through the motions and wake up one day and go, how did I get here? Just a couple thoughts. So the next thing I tried, since my paying no attention didn't work, I wondered what would happen if I just stood here and let the waves wash up. You know, I mean, really grounded myself in the sand and felt solid. Anybody know what happens when you do that? Okay, I got some more laughter. What happens?
You sink.
I didn't know. I've never spent any time by the ocean. I went to go walking and I went. Yeah, so what happens in your life when You ground yourself in your opinions, your truth, the only way you know, and you're ready to be unmoving. What happens?
You're stuck.
You're stuck. Life goes on around you, right? And it keeps changing, and you're just stuck. In my life, you know, I learned some really good things, I thought, growing up and how to deal with life. But if I'd have remained, and I did for a while, stuck in those ways, when, in my case, I married into alcoholism. You know, life hit me with a ton of bricks. The old ways didn't work, and I was stuck until I was willing to bend and to move a little bit. I also had a job for 30 years in programming, and I thought I was going to be a basic plus programmer for the rest of my life. I've got it now. Yeah, within a year, they said, learn this and learn this and learn this and learn this. Yeah, I'd have been stuck if I hadn't changed. In fact, I'd have been out of a job. So here's another lesson from the ocean. I watched my mother for years go into water and try not to get her hair wet. And I copied her. What happens when you go into the ocean and you try not to get your hair wet? Well, number one, you get your hair wet, right, John? Yeah. And number two, I was pretty limited. I mean, what can you do when you don't let yourself really go? The thing that occurs to me is, I'm guessing none of you have done this, but imagine walking through that door and trying not to be touched and molded by the message. Try not to let your thoughts. So the only other thing I thought about, and then maybe you have some stories, I was watching the waves, you know, crest and become white caps and then come out onto the sand. I've got a couple thoughts about that. You know, one was that out in the ocean, if we are the water and spirit is the energy that actually is creating the waves, out in the ocean we are one with, okay, all together. And then we crest up, we become this interesting foam, right? Our unique and amazing selves. And then we wash out, separate from the ocean, out onto the sand. Now my first thought was, when we separate ourselves from spirit, when we become so unique or so into our own self that we separate, we actually die. So I saw it as a lesson in what happens when we pull away from spirit. And then I thought, well, what if, since we talk about becoming our unique and amazing selves here, right? Finding the God within, finding spirit's essence as me. And I wonder if we are meant to become that wave, become the foam, and actually share ourselves out on the sand. And truly, all that water goes right back to the sea, doesn't it? And I see that as a cycle, maybe, of growing into our sacred, you know, from spirit, growing into who we are, expressing, and then flowing back out and being recharged. Could be any number of ways of interpreting that. Because we do have some time. Anybody have and it doesn't have to be an ocean experience, but what lessons from the ocean might you share? Yeah.
Well, I lived in San Francisco for a long time, and I'd drive to the ocean early in the morning when I had to move my car so I didn't get ticketed and towed. And I'd go to a corner store and get three mangoes, a Mexican little dive, three mangoes for a dollar. So if you're walking on the beach, you know, looking for seashells, you gotta watch out for sharp things that might cut your feet, but I'd like to be barefoot. You gotta watch out for jellyfish. People don't know that there's jellyfish suicide all over the beach. They just wash up on the shore and they're there and they're supposedly dead. But if you step on a jellyfish, you can still get stung. And there's things in tide pools and there's garbage on the beach and things like that. But it's just nice to walk on the beach and put your feet in the water. But you got to be careful because, you know, when you're walking, whether it's into the ocean or a hike or a walk or whatever, whether you're alone or you're with someone, you kind of got to think and be aware of what is above you, around you, and below you. You know, think before you just, you know, walk in the water, or just walk on something, and blindly, boom, something happens. So, I mean, even though it's a blessing for all this nature and life and everything, you never know what monkey wrench is going to hit you.
Okay, so it sounds like I'm hearing you be willing to be with the blessing it is and know that you need to be aware that we can't just let life bowl us over and ignore.
Because there's consequences.
Because there's consequences. Yes. Okay, thank you. Lynn?
You tell me where spirit showed up in mine. My first experience with the ocean. We parked the motor home, and after dark, it's quite dark, I decided I wanted to go out and watch the tide. So I sat out there for a while and got cold, got my feet wet, got disoriented and went to the wrong motor home and sat on the step and was drying myself off, and all of a sudden, oh my God. So I quick scurried home, but in the morning, about 5 o'clock, there's a knock on our door. And the individual said, you know, you better move because somebody tried to break in our motor home. So where's spirit in that?
Well, where do you?
Like she said, be careful.
Well, where do you see spirit in that, Lynn?
I don't.
Well, I see spirit I mean, you were so cared for. You went. You were disoriented. You went to a motorhome that wasn't even your own, and you were safe. And not only that, then you were held the following day. Other ocean experiences.
This isn't an ocean experience, but it was just lately. I went on a vacation to the Grand Canyon, and we were looking forward to it for a long time, and it just seemed like we almost shouldn't go because something happened after something. My basement flooded. My friend's mom is dying of cancer. We kept thinking there were signs not to go. Mm-hmm. And then so we went. And my stepfather didn't tell us he was having some chest pain. And as we're driving in the mountains and everything, and you know, he's having his chest pain. So we come back the day after, and he says, oh, I'm going to go to the ER to have my a mole looked at. And I thought, oh, that's kind of iffy, but they would tell me if that was going on. Found out he had triple blockage, and he had to get a stent the next day.
Wow.
And I mean, that was totally spirit because we were in the mountains. I mean, it would have been horrible. And then it showed up again because I was supposed to go back with my friend on that Sunday, and I stayed longer for a dental appointment, and I wouldn't have been there for my mom. And, I mean, I was totally there for, I was there for her, and I was good because she needed somebody. So it was like every time we turned around, and then I called to extend my ticket, and I actually got a nice person on United. And they changed it for nothing. And I'm like, every time I turned around, it was, and he's doing great, and he's planning on coming here in a couple weeks. I mean, and he did flatline, by the way. I forgot to say that. And my aunt says to him, you flatlined. Did you see any lights? He said, yeah, lots of lights and 12 people over the top of me, like all the bright lights in the room. But he did flatline because the first stent had complications and hematoma. So, but he's doing great, and I was supposed to be there. So that's a big, I guess there's a fear of losing people, but he's so healthy. I mean, we thought. You know, you just never know.
Well, yeah. Spirit present. And it sounds like, had you canceled the trip because of all of the forewarnings, you wouldn't have been there.
No, I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was so meant to be.
Hard to know sometimes, though, isn't it?
Yep.
You know, there was a should we, shouldn't we go, maybe this isn't right. I don't know that there's
an answer except perhaps deep, deep listening. You know, it's like that the blog post said, listen to the intuitive nudges. Be aware. Because sometimes we don't follow them. And thank goodness you and he continued to be aware.
And we did kind of yell at him, though, for not saying anything sooner.
Yeah, next time. All right. Well, let's take ourselves into some meditation here, okay? And as we have been doing, the meditation, we will come out of meditation with the chant. And I invite you to stay in your meditative place and just join the chant when you are ready. Okay? Like there's music and I don't think you'll need it. So before you get too quiet, I want you to call to mind if there was anything that came up for you around places where you block spirit in your life, where you know over and over you might be putting on the brakes. Just have that in your awareness and set it off to the side for a moment, because you're going to need that. This is your ocean experience. And now, as you already have centered yourself, feet on the floor if that's comfortable, close your eyes and breathe in deeply. Exhale completely. Breathing in spirit. And exhaling love. And as you listen to the music, take yourself to your favorite spirit connection place. That place, that relationship, a moment when you have felt one with absolutely all that is, spirit in all her sacredness. Immerse yourself here. Open your heart and just imagine the connection to spirit is coming through your heart center, shining in and shining out. Just as the music keeps circling, so too you are enfolded in spirit. So gently, invite your ocean experience, that place where sometimes you block spirit's presence. Gently invite that experience into this sacred space. This space which is nothing but you and spirit, heart wide open, and you bring in that opportunity. Notice here. Notice what doesn't seem to fit with spirit, with this inflow of love and outflow of love. What is it you need to let go of? Is it judgment? Fear? Old ideas that don't serve anymore? Maybe it's worry. Whatever it is, let yourself release those things. Breathing in and blowing them away. what remains. What is here in this experience or relationship? When you are free of all that is not spirit. See love. Maybe you see joy. Maybe compassion. Embrace. Embrace spirit in this. Your heart still wide, wide open. Notice what's possible. What's possible in this experience when you come from spirit? Rest here in this place. Open to spirit, even here. Open your heart of love, open to grace. Open and feel it now, spirit embrace. Open your heart of love, open to grace. From Chris Foster, and some of you have heard it before. It has new meaning now. The ocean tide comes and goes, and it nourishes the sand, while the wind holds the wings of a dove. As I stand on the shore, do I really understand the perfect nature of God's perfect love? Blessed by the ocean, blessed by the songbird, and endless expressions of God. Blessed by the ocean, blessed by the songbird, and endless expressions of God. The mountain path winds along through the thicket and the brush to the summit and the ultimate prize. I ascend to the tomb of the robin and the thrush, till I finally can see open skies. Blessed by the mountain, blessed by the songbird, and endless expressions of God. Blessed by the mountain, blessed by the songbird, and endless expressions of God. I feel the rain in the palm of my hand, bringing life to the flowers below. Is there reason to doubt the abundance of God? My life is blessed by an unceasing flow. My life is blessed by an unceasing